This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Jason went to Passion Skin yesterday. I like that.
I went to
place. I'm not going to give it. They're not a sponsor. But you'll know it when I describe it. They have the best little bread balls in the business. You used to go to one of they have a bunch of restaurants.
I know what you're talking
Their
about.
Their butter and bread is elite.
Hey, it's Brett. I like the thing JP's talking about. I like that item.
Elite.
It's very good.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
Yep, let's do it. It is sponsored, too. The EP is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com.
How much better do you feel this morning than you did yesterday?
Feel a lot better.
Yeah.
I don't know if I look a lot better, but I feel a lot better.
No, the bags are still there, but I know I can tell you feel a lot better.
Bags are still there. I am going to be out and about in public over the weekend, so I'm going to go see my personal stylist, Jonathan.
And get this all taken care of?
As soon as the show is over.
Yeah.
Because I just look like I look like a vagabond.
Hey, I don't
I'm a mess.
I don't want to beat up on you, but I'm going to bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you've admitted that you do this.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that you've let it slip a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The hairs between the eyebrows.
I've got like a little.
It's like above the nose.
I've got some Anthony Davis going on because I just.
He's known to do it with a razor blade. Do you use a
I've done that before. My guy Jonathan will take care of it.
So Jonathan hooks it.
He'll clip it.
Yeah. He's got a little patch there.
The hygiene has slipped a bit right now, but that's okay.
It's been a rough week.
As of about noon, I'm going to look like a new man.
Yeah.
You're going straight after the show? Or do you go shower
11 a.m. appointment.
How does he handle your eyebrows?
Well, he just goes straight with the clippers. He's got a clipper with a guard on. He just hooks them.
No, but this little patch in between.
Yeah, he takes care of everything. He takes care of everything. Eyebrows, head, warm towel at the end.
That's awesome.
Then he gives me a mini massage. He presses his thumb into the base of my skull at the end to the point where I feel like my head is going to pop off and roll on the barbershop floor. But I'm like, oh, but it feels good when it's done. Yeah, he's got me taken care of.
You got me intrigued. Maybe I'll go visit Jonathan someday.
You, man, he's my guy. That is my guy. All right, so that Valdez, if I have any spots, I need to do them in show because I got to be there by 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to make sure I don't take the BW Parkway because they're doing construction there. It is a freaking nightmare.
I mean,
they're basically closing all the lanes.
Haven't they been doing construction on the B-Dub for years, it seems like?
Well,
or maybe that's the G-Dub.
You know what?
G-Dub has been going for 2 years.
I'm never on the G-Dub or the B-Dub.
Here's a bulletin. There is no good way to get from where I'm sitting right now to where I need to be. Because it's all congested. It's either the G-W Parkway, which is an F-a-palooza for the next probably five more years.
Mm-hmm.
The B-W Parkway, strewn with trash and some of the world's worst drivers.
Are they repaving the B-Dub? Because I know the last time I was on it, there were so many potholes.
I don't know what they're doing. They're closing all the lanes. People are driving on the shoulders all the time. It's like a scene out of Mad Max. I mean, it's insane. I can't go through the city because that's insane too. So there's no good way to get where I need to go.
Right.
What will Waze tell you?
I'll find out at about 9:55.
Typically, do you ever hit it to go home, or
I don't.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I wish I had because I was sitting in mind-numbing traffic.
So it probably direct
for
you
45
to do the G-Dub Parkway.
Probably, which sucks too.
It's usually a problem at 10:15.
But it's a better option. Anyway, I'll take care of that. I'll get there one way or another. All right. Lead story in the EP. If you've ever been a creep, it said, that chick is so hot, I'd love to drink her bath water. If you've been one of those guys, this story is for you. Sydney Sweeney is selling soap made from her actual bathwater. She's teamed up with Dr. Squatch Soap Company to launch a truly unusual product, a limited edition soap bar infused with her actual bathwater from a commercial shoot. Dubbed Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, the soap, as per claims, contains water from the actress's own bubble bath.
So they're putting it in soap. I think the better
Correct.
Marketing campaign.
It's actually genius, I
no,
think.
The better marketing campaign would be to sell the bathwater
yeah.
in jugs.
In jugs. That would be good too, but I think Dr. Squatch is gonna be okay. She said on her Instagram yesterday, quote, "You kept asking about my bathwater after the Dr. Squatch ad, so we kept it. Introducing Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, a very real, very limited edition soap made with my actual bathwater. Mount Valdez, mark this date down, available June 6th, 2025 at drsquatch.com.
I think those will sell out pretty quickly.
Oh, it's going to sell out in a heartbeat.
You're not a soap bar guy, are you?
No, I'm a body wash guy.
I'm a bar.
I'm a body wash guy.
Yeah. Drabby's going to get one.
No, absolutely not. I'm actually Rick at Sydney for this.
You are. Why?
Well, it's just like, are you an Emmy-nominated actress or are you an OnlyFans model? You are a big silly. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be selling your bar of soap that you took a bath in to a bunch of creepy guys out
yeah.
there. This is like something that I'm not saying I'm above buying that, but for Sydney Sweeney, it's embarrassing. It's like being in a TV commercial in the 80s for movie actors.
That may be the case, but it tells me one thing. Dr. Squatch is paying her a boatload of cash.
She can get money from anybody for doing anything.
True.
That's true.
Okay.
She could do a Nissan commercial. It doesn't matter. Like, she could literally do anything.
So you're saying she's stooping too low here.
Yeah.
Like this is beneath her.
There's you know, showing off your God-given jugs on the red carpet is one thing, mm-hmm. but it's just beneath her. She's a legit actress.
She's one step away from selling used undies.
Yeah. Where, like, this is something like Carmen Electra would do
yeah.
or something.
Where do you think you have stooped the lowest to do an endorsement here? I will tell you.
Ooh, this is a good radio insider.
I think my lowest, and I did it for a while,
radio
was
insider.
The label maker.
The Brother P. Touch label
See,
maker?
I didn't want to give out. I mean, not they're coming back. But I did a label maker spot probably for
Don't
six
remember
months.
That.
And then I also did the ropeless jump rope.
Okay. I know they're not coming back. I don't know the brand name, obviously. I can't remember. I can't think of.
I mean,
one
you did a haberdasher for a while.
Well, that is true. I got some decent clothes out of it, but I'm sure they're at Goodwill by now.
I'm sure there was some back in the day, but I can't remember.
Our listeners probably would remember better than us.
Yeah, they would.
Cakes did the sports Twitter that went kaput.
Oh, that's a great one.
You did that for months.
That's a great one.
Teixeira.
You don't remember the name of it?
Sports Yapper.
Yeah. Sports Yapper. Sports Yapper came out probably, how long has Twitter been around? Since 2009,
I probably think? Soon, probably before that.
Before that, 2007, I think.
So this ramshackle startup called Sports Yapper that was partially funded by Mark Teixeira and some other athletes, I'm sure some venture capitalists.
Yeah, you want to know how athletes go broke?
This is how they go broke.
They invest in Sports
Yapper.
This
is how they go broke. They approached me to be like, to go on Sports Yapper instead of Twitter. And I was like, okay. And they were giving me checks for the first like 3 months for like, I think it was $1,500 a month. Mm-hmm. Like these were healthy checks. Like,
wow.
I was like, what is my incentive?
Jealous.
I was like, what is my incentive to start using this instead of Twitter? And then the incentive was $1,500 a month. So I was like, well, this is a toll booth. This is never ending. Right. And then it ended after 3 months when everybody on the planet realized that the sports yapper for Twitter was called Twitter. Sports yapper. And then
did anybody ever respond to you?
They just fizzled.
When you were on the yapper.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever respond? Did you ever have interaction?
A little bit
on the yapper.
But not as much as I had on Twitter. I can tell you that. And then those checks.
I would love to go back and see your sports yapper post.
I'm sure there's a way to find it somewhere.
Did we
on the
have
web.
Teixeira on it to promote?
We might have at some point.
I thought we did.
I mean, if those sports yapper checks had continued, I mean, and I dumped a little bit of it into Bitcoin, I'd be a trillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Dude, but
yeah, that's a good one, Drab. The sports yapper, the short-lived sports yapper endorsement.
It's still out there.
Well, there's nobody on. I mean, look at the font there. That's font from like 1990s Yahoo homepage. I'm sure people are using that in 2025. All right. So anyway, so Jason, if you're interested in buying some, some Sydney Sweeney $8 Dr. Squatch soap, it's available on June 6th. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. They're officially in-laws after their kids tied the knot. Eddie Murphy confirmed in an interview on Thursday's episode of, now this is a show I've never seen. I know that it exists, but I've never seen it. Jason, mm-hmm. you used to have an affinity for weird afternoon TV. Have you ever consumed the Jennifer Hudson show?
I've never watched it. I know who she is.
Okay.
And I've bypassed it. But I've never watched more than a minute of
it.
She does a bit online where it's almost like the Soul Train line.
Okay.
Where all of her employees are in a hallway and they seem to come up with fresh songs for the guests that are going to join. So, Cakes, if you were a guest on the show,
yes.
on the Jennifer Hudson show,
yeah.
you would walk out of your green room
mm-hmm.
and there would be like 15 people.
And they'd have a song.
They'd have a song for you,
me.
And then you got to do some sort of dance on your way to the stage.
If they said you have to dance on your way to the stage, I would say I'm canceling immediately, in a heartbeat. There's no way I'm doing that. You want to dance on the way to the stage? Come on. All right. So Eddie Murphy was on her show and announced that his son Eric Murphy and Lawrence's daughter Jasmine Lawrence ran off. And got married. So they're in-laws now. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. Comedy titans.
Mm.
One of which went to Eleanor Roosevelt High School.
He did.
In Greenbelt. He's a proud Eleanor Roosevelt Raider, much like JP and I. This is not... It's weird news. Russell Brand pleaded not guilty to all 5 rape and assault charges at a London court on Friday. He claimed his innocence to 1 count of rape, 1 of... I'm not going to even mention that. 2 instances of sexual assault and 1 count of indecent assault at Southwark Crown Court, according to TMZ. He's expected to attend a pretrial review in May of 2026. He will continue his conditional bail, according to a judge. So things kind of weird for Russell Brand. We'll have to see how the legal process plays out for him. Last and probably least, Spike Lee reveals one thing he would give up an Academy Award for, that would be for the Knicks to win an NBA championship. So it's probably not going to happen because the Pacers are probably going to bounce them in Game 6. There's your EP.
Cakes?
Yes.
Would you give up all your Bitcoin for a Stanley Cup?
Would I do what?
No.
For what?
Zippy.
Would you give up all your Bitcoin for Stanley Cup?
No chance.
First of all, Caps already won a Stanley Cup, which is great. I'd love to have a second, but I would not part with that asset mm-mm. to have another Stanley Cup to brag about. I'm fine with 1. 2 would be great. Love to have 3. But yeah, I'm.
Do you know how much he has in Bitcoin?
I know, but it's like theoretical toy money to him.
I'm sure.
No,
yeah. Keep thinking that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy's obsessed about it.
The simple answer is no.
Here, Cakes. Would you give your Caps Stanley Cup ring back for them to hoist another cup and you don't get another ring?
Oh, man,
so would you trade your ring that you got for their first cup run?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For another. But
so
you don't
just,
have the ring to
so
brag
about. So I just
trade
in a like fancy trinket. But we get another, the Caps.
You get another cup.
That's an amazing trinket.
Oh,
but they're not going to give you another ring.
It's also worth a little bit of cash.
I'm not downplaying it. It's an amazing piece of jewelry. I mean, I think my kids would have, they'd be like, Dad, what are you doing? Like, it's...
I'd give it away.
I know, joy of winning a cup. I know I would not.
It's for the greater good. Like,
you wouldn't?
I would.
Would I sacrifice for the greater good?
And I have no idea what it's worth.
Oh, one worth. Ring to rule them all, Cakes.
Yeah.
I think I know it. Is it worth about this?
It's. You don't need to write it down. It's worth about double what your daughter got for her graduation.
Okay, that's what I was going to write down close to that.
It's right around that number.
I'm stunned it's that high.
I don't think I'm giving it back.
I don't think
be selfish.
Stuck on one cup.
You know what? I'm going to be selfish. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lean on Chris Patrick, Brian McClellan, Spencer Carberry, and the Caps Brain Trust to get us another cup on their own without having to sacrifice my ring.
I'm shocked. I would have guessed you would have sacrificed the ring for another cup.
Mm.
I'm actually genuinely shocked.
I just said it may be a window into my soul. I might be a little bit selfish. Maybe just a tad. I think I'm keeping the ring. Is that bad? Does that make me a bad Caps fan?
I am too.
Kind of.
If I could get that money for it,
when's the last time you wore the stupid ring?
Huh.
I've probably only worn it once or twice.
I think I brought it to me to MGM to be like a good luck charm. It didn't really work out. So I don't wear it a lot. But I like to have it. I like having it in my possession.
Mm. Coming up next, America's favorite burger chain. It's been crowned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.